You've just released a new single this week, Take the Night. What was the inspiration for that song?
I would say that song is one of the dark tracks on the record. I mean, the record has its dark moments, but this one is kind of like it's kind of like a continuation off the theme of Automatic, and I think it's where that album leaves off and the new one begins, where it's kind of saying to, you know, whatever the enemy is, you know, darkness or whatever, that I'm ready to fight you, but I'd rather just step back and watch you implode. So that's kind of the dark message in that song, but it's in a way positive because you're stepping back, really.
The single will be on your forthcoming record, Dovetail. Overall, it seems like a more lighthearted record. Is there a theme for you for those songs?
Yeah, it's kind of a collection of love songs, really, and just kind of being liberated and not kind of dropping all the toughness, you know, and just allowing myself to be vulnerable in the lyrics and show a side of me that I haven't shown since my first EP in 2007. So it's really like a refreshing album, and the way the songs were written, nothing was overthought. Everything came so quickly. By the time the album was done, I can't believe it's finished. It went by so quickly. Yeah. So I think it's just kind of like not resisting inspiration, even if there are voices in your head that tell you, not like delusional ones or anything, but like coming up in the in this kind of indie world, it had a lot of it brought a lot of privilege to me as a musician, but it also, there's a lot of like harsh judgment in that circle, where certain things are frowned upon for whatever reason, you know, like I've even heard, you know, discussions where the Beatles are uncool, you know, and I just, you know, I feel like for a long time while I was in that scene, I was kind of stepping away from the things I really loved, because there was just that aura and that energy around me that frowned upon those things. And now it's kind of like a, you know, screw all that. I don't, like, this is what the music I love, and I'm not going to overthink anything. You know, like if a song is like a love song, like that's the music I've always loved the most, the Beatles and all that stuff, you know? So it's kind of really an album that just let me let go of any kind of direction, just let it become whatever it would become without trying to force any sort of direction. Not that I've have a history of forcing direction, but I would tend to gravitate, because I'm quite prolific. So when I wrote for Automatic, I wrote maybe 45 songs, you know, like, and I had a tendency to gravitate towards the darker, angrier ones, and I still do, you know. But on this album, when there was a big batch, which was maybe 20, 25 songs, I kind of felt that I felt drawn to the positive stuff for a change. So I did end up making another EP out of the other songs, which is really dark. So I got that out of my system. That'll come out after the album. Yeah.
Do you have projected release dates for those yet?
June 7th is the album. And we've only talked about tentatively when the EP would come out, but I would think it would come out in the spring of 2020.
Do you have some touring lined up for the new album?
Yes, it's right now in the middle of that storm where my emails are going off every day going, okay, what about this and how about then? But it's looking kind of like there'll be some shows in summer and probably Canadian and festival stuff. And then in the fall, there'll be a bit more of that type of thing. And in November, we're looking at Europe. And then the new year, that's when they're saying most of the stuff will happen. So we'll see.
Awesome. Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of those upcoming performances and release dates?
Yeah, you can go to patrickcreef.com.
I'd like to take us out with your recent single, Daydream Lover, which will be on the forthcoming album as well. What was the inspiration for that one?
It's kind of a melody that I had kicking around for a while that I couldn't seem to. I was always really drawn to that song, and I just didn't know how to put it together. So it started off as this really slow kind of John Lennon piano ballad. And I don't know how it ended up to becoming such an like upbeat song, but the melody was just something that haunted me for a while, and the words kind of came out of this fantasy of, you know, having things that you envision come to fruition, and also really letting go of preconceived notions of what should make you happy or shouldn't.
It's a beautiful song. Patrick, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
meant to be a loner. You were meant to stay a while. Now the day has come. It's all on fire. My hands got tired.